Good evening, everybody. So, being that we're right on the heels of Pesach, although this is generally a Yerudea Avelis depressing, we made it interesting and exciting this year, but I thought we should talk a little bit about Lel HaSeder, touch a little bit upon Hilchas Avelis, just Afyotze Zayin, but I think just we'll go into the inyan of wearing a kittel on Lel HaSeder. Now, how does that come up with regard to Avelis? Because there's a whole discussion whether or not an Avel is supposed to wear a kittel b'Lel HaSeder. Now, when I decided last week to give the shiur about wearing a kittel b'Lel HaSeder, and I told some of the people, so I thought, yeah, there'll be plenty to talk about, like with regard to every other halacha topic. I was looking into it this week, as mamish came out nothing. So I was under a lot of pressure today to try to figure out what am I going to say at the shiur. So actually, it forced me to come up with something, a very interesting chiddush, which we'll discuss at the end, and I welcome everyone's criticism and comments, because I'm not sure it's emes, but it's certainly interesting. So Reb Leibele Eger, the grandson of Reb Akiva Eger, just will begin with this. There are two nights in the year when we wear a kittel. First night of the year that we wear a kittel is Lel Yom Kippur, and the second time is on Lel HaSeder. So it's interesting, Reb Leibele Eger points out that the reason why Bedafka on these two nights we wear a kittel is because we know that Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, had a zuhama. After Adam HaRishon did the chet, so a zuhama, I don't know what you call it, some sort of bad ruach hatuma was enveloping Klal Yisrael, it was all around them. And then once they got out of Mitzrayim, so the Midrashim say that paska zuhamasam. Then they once again got back to that elevated status of being tahorim, being kadoshim, being people that were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then a few weeks later, they made the mistake of doing the Egel, and then the Medrash says, yet once again, the Zuhama came back, because they served Avodah Zarah, they did something terrible, so they destroyed themselves. And not until they got the Mechila on Yom Kippur, Salachti Kedvarecha, then, once again, they became Tehorim. So therefore, Reb Leibele Eger suggests that on Pesach night and Kippur night are the two times when Klal Yisrael was Paska Zuhamasim, and once again, we became Tehorim and Kedoshim. So therefore we put on, Rabbi suggests a little bit of Derech HaDrash, that now we put on the kittel both on Lel HaSeder and on Lel Yom Kippur to remind ourselves that we all have that renewed opportunity each and every time we do something wrong to properly do a tshuva process and properly be accepted again and get rid of that, so to speak, zuama that is around all of us from our own personal aver. So that's a very interesting idea just by way of introduction. However, if you look in the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, so the Ramah is in Arachayim Siman Tav Reish Yud. The Ramah tells us, Yesha Kasvu, it's number Aleph. Some say, not sure who the sum is, but he says, Yesha Kasvu Shanagu Lilvash Begadim Levanim Nikiyim B'Yom HaKippur. Says the Ramah, there are those who have the custom to wear white Begadim on Yom Kippur. Dugmas Malachi Hasharis. Says the Ramah, it's to make ourselves seem like the Malachi Hasharis. V'chei Nagim Lilvash HaKittel Shehu Lavan V'Naki. And this is why, says the Ramah, the Minig started to wear a kittel on Lel Yom Kippur, because it's white and it's clean. V'gam, says the Ramad, another reason to wear it is not only because of Malachi HaShares, but also because it's a beged mesim, v'al yedei zeh lev ha'adam nichna v'nishbar. Because as we all know, a mace is buried in the tachrichim, he's buried in his kittel, and therefore since the mace is buried in his kittel, we want to remind everyone on Lel HaSeder that you should have a lev nishbar v'nitke, remember that there's going to be a time when you too will be in that position. So we should remind ourselves of that on the serious day of Yom Kippur. So very interesting Ramah. So the Taz over there says, well, what's the difference if the reason we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur is because of Malachi HaShares, or it's because of Begin Mason? What's the difference? Says the Taz, a very practical nafkamina. What is going to be the din by an Avel on Yom Kippur? So if it's because we want to be Dama La Malachi HaShares, so then says the Taz, well, an Avel also has to consider himself like a malach on Yom Kippur. Same way we say Baruch Shem out loud, the same way we stand with our feet together. Many have the practice in Yerushalayim to stand all day long on Yom Kippur, and that's for the same reason, because we want to be like Malachi Ashari. So an Avel also has to. However, it's because, if it's like the Ramah says, that it's because of Big Day Mesim, that we want a person to be machnia himself, to think about Yom HaMisa one day on Yom Kippur, he should be in a serious state of mood, and in that kind of mindset, so then Sataz and Avel, who already has that feeling because he's so depressed about the loss that he's been going through, so in such a case, says the Taz, there would be no reason for an Avel to wear the kittel on Yom Kippur. So that's with regard to Yom Kippur. A second nafkamina that the Achronim give is, what about women? What about Nashim? Are women supposed to wear, not a kittel, but are they supposed to wear white begadim, big day lavan on Yom Kippur? Well, if you say it's darmel malachei ha-shareis, so then the Acharonim point out that there's no such thing as a woman, as a malach, who shows up in a form of a woman. Aye, there's a kasha that one of the Nevi'im had a nevuah where two women came to him as malachim, so a kasha. Aber l'maisa, the Acharonim assume that there's no such thing as a woman malach. We can have women rabbis, but we can't have a woman malach. So Mamela over here, that's what the Acharonim want to suggest, that if in fact the reason for wearing the kittel on Yom Kippur is because darmel malachei ha-shareis, so then women would not have to wear the white begadim. However, if it was because Lev Nishbar Benitke and Big Day Mesim, so then perhaps there's a reason that women also should be Zohir to wear Big Day Lavan on Yom Kippur as well. Now, we get to the Leil HaSeder, where the Minig is quoted as well, in Siman Tafayin Beis and Ilchus Pesach, that one should wear a Kittel B'Leil HaSeder. So what is this all about? So the Taz writes two reasons that he found in the Acharonim as to why a kittel is worn on Leil HaSeder. Reason number one, says the Taz, is because it's Erech Cheiros. The same way, if I was invited to a king's palace, where sometimes Friday night people wear a tishbeka show, what's that all about? Because they want to show a chashivas to the Friday night meal, so they put on something special. So too over here, says the Taz, if I want to feel more Cheirosdik, so I put on a special beged lavan, a special chalak lavan, and I show that I really feel the Cheiros today, and I don't want to wear anything but the special beged, the kittel that we only wear on special occasions. Okay, that's the first reason that the Taz quotes. Second reason the Taz quotes for wearing a kittel on Leil HaSeder is because, since on Leil HaSeder we're so happy because of Yantif, and we're so excited about everything we're doing, so we don't want your simcha to get too out of hand, we don't want you to get too out of control, so we say, you know what, at the height of your simcha, make sure you remember that there's an end one day, that there's Big Day Mesim. We want you to remember that life is serious, life is not a joke. And therefore we say that everyone should go ahead and wear a kittel on Leil HaSeder. So the question that the Acharonim ask, well, every Yontif we're very happy, we're in a good mood. So why bedafka on Leil HaSeder do we go ahead and have a kpeda to wear Big Day Lavan? You should say, it should always be like that. Every time we have Simcha Yisera, we should say, go ahead and wear the Big Day Lavan to make sure you don't get out of control, you don't get out of hand. So the answer obviously has to be, because on Leil HaSeder, the minig is that we bring out all the Big Day Zav and the Big Day, the Kli Kesev and Kli Zav, right? The Shulchan Aruch says we're supposed to put all of our fanciest vests on the table to show the Cheirus. We're sitting on Leil HaSeder like kings, right? It says someone else is supposed to pour the wine for you. So being that that's the case, so we don't want it to get to your head. Oh, look, I'm a wealthy guy. You know, look what I have. Look at the way I live. Everything's great. Kol chavod simyadi. So therefore we say, you know what? We should remind ourselves that even at a time when we're showing off and we're flaunting everything and on Pesach night we're supposed to, just remind yourself that life is serious, this Big Day Mesim, and therefore we wear a kittel. So over here, as well, the Acharonim say that depending on these two reasons, it will be a discussion whether or not an Avel is supposed to wear a kittel on Leil HaSeder. The same way we discussed the Taz writes in Afkamina by Leil Yom Kippur is an Afkamina over here as well. If the reason why you wear the kittel is because Dera Cheiros, so an Avel also has to feel the Cheiros. He also has to do Haseba and drink Dalet Kosas and do everything else. If you say the reason for the kittel is because we want to remind the person that life is serious, even when he's having such a good time on Pesach, we should remind him that life is not a joke. Well, the Avil doesn't need that reminder. He knows that life is serious even without us needing to remind him. So therefore, the Acharonim say that an Avil would not have to wear a kittel on Leil HaSeder. And in fact, the Minig generally is, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, is if a person wants to wear the kittel on Leil HaSeder, we don't stop him. But the Mishnah Berurah says that for those of us who don't have a minig, the minig generally is that on Leil Yom Kippur, everybody wears. Even the other wears, because Yom Kippur, we assume the real reason is because of Malachei HaShareis. Because we want to be like a malach, the same reason we say Baruch Shem out loud. However, when it comes to Pesach night, the minig generally is that an Avel does not wear a kittel on Leil HaSeder, because we generally assume that it's part of the experience that we're trying to remind him that life is serious, and on Pesach night he shouldn't feel so cheirosdik, and an Avel does not have that feeling anyway, and therefore we tell him that he does not need to wear the kittel. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says someone who does it, ein mochem yado, we're not going to make a macho against him, but he says he thinks that is the proper minig. I asked my father today also, he said generally that's what he's heard as well, that an Avel during the Yud Beis Chodesh does not wear the kittel on Leil HaSeder, but he does wear it on Yom HaKippurim. So once we're discussing the wearing of a kittel, I just want to mention the reason that the Maharal brings as well. The Maharal writes a very interesting reason. The Maharal has drushim on Maseches Yuma. So why is it on Yumas? Over there he discusses the Kohen Gadol wearing Big Day Lavan on Yom Kippur, when the Gemara discusses it there in our Parsha, Parsha Zacharimos. So he discusses as well why we wear Big Day Lavan on Pesach night. So he says, and I'll read you, I didn't put it on here, I forgot, the Maharal writes, Sheha Kohen Gadol Lavash Big Day Lavan B'Yom HaKippurim. Why? Ki Tzeva Lavan Eina B'Gether Tzeva Klal. Very interesting idea. Maharal writes that white is an absolute color. You don't paint something white. Either something is white or it's going to be painted a different color. Kizu mitzias amitis be'etzem shall call davar gavan belishim harkava. White is the color that doesn't have any additives. White is the color that's absolute. It's on its own. Vishar tzvaim hemrak dvarim chitzoniim shetzovim umachasim esatzura ha'amita shehi lavan. Everything begins with white. Then you paint it blue, you paint it green, you paint it yellow, you paint it other things, you mix it, you get orange, you get red, you get certain things. But the absolute color of everything is always white. So therefore the Maharal writes that when it comes to Leil Pesach, he says when it comes to Yom Kippur, so we're talking about a Kohen Gadol going Lefnai V'Lefnim, he has an absolute clarity in his mind on Yom Kippur. He's thinking about one thing, so therefore, symbolically, we tell him to wear Big Day Lavan, because everything is clear to him on Yom Kippur. So too over here, says the Maharal, on Leil Pesach, where the Yad Hashem was so clear to us, as it says, Zekeli Manveu Chazal Darshan, that Klal Yisrael was able to point at the Shechina and actually say, oh, we see the Shechina, it's right here. It was a Gilui Shechina like never before on Pesach. So too over there, says the Maharal, that's the reason why we wear a Kittel on Leil HaSeder, because we want to remind ourselves that it was Lo Yedei Malach, Lo Yedei Shaliach, Hashem didn't send other intermediaries to take care of the Yeshua. We were able to see Yad Hashem very clearly and openly like never before. And that's why he suggests we wear the Kittel on Leil HaSeder. This reminded me, when I saw this Maharal, it reminded me of what Rav Hirsch beautifully writes in Parshas Noach. Right after Noach goes through the whole destruction of the world, and the Mabul occurs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds right after Noach comes out with the Keshes, right? And he says, from now on, whenever you see a Keshes, that means I wanted to destroy the world, and I didn't. So that's the famous Gemara we all know as the rainbow being the simon that Hashem saved us. So Rav Hirsch writes over there in Parshas Noach, it's a very interesting idea that he has, and he suggests that for anyone who knows anything about science, which I don't, but Rav Hirsch claims that this is true, and I think it is true, that a rainbow is really one color that, based on refraction, once it refracts, it turns into all the different colors. Is that correct? No? You look it up. I Googled it. That's how I found that. That's in fact what it is. Really, what? Yeah. Best source of information. Second best to Wikipedia. So the Rav Hirsch argues that a rainbow is really one light. It's one bright light in the middle, which is white, and then just based on refraction, it turns into all the different colors. So Rav Hirsch suggests that Rosh HaMagia HaShamayma, when we have a Kesha, so that's something that goes from the sky until the earth, and it's coming to signify that, yes, we all have different type of situations in life. Some people are rich, some people are poor, some people are happy, some people have Shalom Bayis, some people don't, some people have certain types, other people don't have them. So Hirsch writes that, yes, that goes on in the world, but all of our different colors, all of our different challenges are just meant to somehow drive us to that original before the refraction, to draw us to that original light, to that R, to that Lavan that exists behind all of these different colors. That's what I was reminded of when I saw this. Just interesting to note that if you look after Adam HaRishon does the Chet, so it says, Baruch Hu made him Kosnos Ar Vayal Bishem. That's what it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them clothing. Zakti Medrash. What is Kosnos Ar? So it says that he made something out of Oros Techashim. What does Oros Techashim mean? Anyone know? So Rashi and Chumash tells us, Oros Techashim means rainbow colors. Right? That's what the Begadim were made of. What's going on here? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making for Adam HaRishon? So it's the same idea, I believe. Rav Hirsch doesn't say it, but I believe based on what he's saying, it's the same thing. That Adam HaRishon brought confusion into the world. Adam HaRishon brought complexity into the world. Before Adam HaRishon did the Chet, everything was wonderful. Everything was great. You couldn't do anything wrong. It was just mitzvahs. It was great. It was Olam Haba. It was Gan Eden. Now that Adam HaRishon brought confusion into the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him, yes, everyone has different colors and everyone has different ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just remember, all of your different drachim and all of your different challenges that you go through are all just supposed to lead you to that one focal point, which is the beginning of that rainbow, which is that love on that absolute color that the Maharal talks about. And that is why, perhaps I was thinking, that is the two times that the world went through a horrible destruction were number one by Adam HaRishon, La'achar Achet, He does something terrible. Now Misa came to the world. What a destruction that is. And then by Noach was the second time. And on both occasions, the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rainbow. By Adam HaRishon, it's with the Kosnos Arva Yal Bishem. And by Noach, it's the response of the Keshes. So perhaps it's to build this idea that yes, when destruction happens in the world becomes a more confusing place and a more difficult place to be. But at the same time, it's meant for us to be reminded that rainbow is meant for us to remind ourselves that it's all supposed to lead to one place. Kol HaDrachim are supposed to lead us to the place which is the absolute truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what's supposed to drive us to doing that as well. And you can't speak about this without mentioning the other Maharal. If you look at number Beis, Maharal writes in the Nesiv HaTzedek, I know this is not the normal Avelish here, but I said, before Pesach, we have to. So the Maharal writes, it's just a beautiful insight. He says, Kvar bi'arnu, shemipnei kach nikra hazechus loven. Right? Im yuchatoichem kashanim kashalag yalbinu. We know that our schusim, when we do mitzvahs, it's called lovan. Kemosha amar miyuchatoichem kashanim kashalag yalbinu. Kein halo, why is that true? Ki haloven hume atzmo ve'eno tzeva. Like he said in the other piece, that lovan is something which is absolute. You can't paint something white. White is white. You can't create the color white. Raku lovan me'atma aval hachet nikra odem. When we do something wrong, that is called red. Like the sar la azazel, sar la Hashem on Yom Kippur, we tie a string around the neck. When it's red, we know that we have averis. Then later it turns white. That shows that we've been granted a absolute mechila on Yom Kippur. V'lashem kesem. Ukeshem, listen to this ma'aral. What is this coming to teach us? Ukeshem shi yevshel kabel haloven shehu davar atzmi. The same way I can't be given white. Either I'm white or I'm not. Either I'm absolute or I'm not. Ve'eno davar mikre raku ba'atzmo. Kach yevshel lekabel tzidkus me'acher. That's what the Maharal suggests, that as much as I might hang around good people, it's very nice. As much as I might have nice neighbors and nice friends and nice things and go to a nice shul, but the bottom line is, if a person wants to be a tzaddik, if he wants to become loving, it has to come from inside of him. It's not going to come from anyone else. Avol efshe shiyeh rasha mechaveru. When it comes to becoming red, you can paint something red. I could become a Russia from hanging out with the wrong friends. I could do things wrong by hanging out with the wrong people, by going to the wrong shul. However, when it comes to becoming a more perfected individual that we are supposed to become, that, says the Maharal, is something that each and every person has to work on his own. That loving is something that can't be transmitted from one person to another. It's something that either you have or you don't. And each and every one of us has it inside, as much as after Adam HaRishon and Noach had this lesson taught to them that there is confusion in the world, but each and every one of them inside, before the refraction of the Keshes, has that ability to be a Kaddish Vitar on his inner, real insides. So that is all. Adkan, I think, is Taras Emes. But here, I thought of a Chiddush this morning that I want to share with you. It's obviously, I can't say it enough, it's Al Derech HaDrash with a million exclamation points, but I think it's worth considering. I thought of my own idea, perhaps why, one last reason, why we wear a kittel on Lel HaSeder. And that goes as follows. Let's learn together the Medrash Tanchuma number Gimel. The Medrash writes in Parshas Chayisara, I think this is also very nogeya for this chevra of Anshe Chesed and Anshe Maise who involve themselves in tremendous Chesed Shalemas. So let's look back to when Avram Avinu was burying Sarah, in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. What does it say over there? Ba'avram zakin baba yamim. What does the Medrash say? Zesh amar hakasuv. Kol arachas Hashem chesed ve'emes. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about, you want to sum up HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one line? Chesed ve'emes. Tchilasa shal Torah chesed. In the beginning of the Torah, it's all about chesed. Emtzi Isa, when we get to the middle of the Torah, also about chesed. V'sofa chesed. Now where do we find that? Says the Medrash, Tchilasa chesed, where do we find the chesed in the beginning of the Torah? Shagamal chesed the chasana milokalis. Hashem did big chesed, and he made the wedding for Adam and Chava. Gamal chesed Adam and Chava, shenemar vayivan Hashem Elokim asatzela, which means he created Chava in order that Adam should have someone to spend his time with. Amar Ablevi b'shem Reb Chama bar Chanina, Iter HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Chava be'esim v'arba tachshitim. Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Chava and make a personality that Adam can spend his whole life with, but he also gave her beautiful jewelry that Adam would be attracted to her. He gave her makeup, and he made sure that Chava would be someone that Adam would want to spend time with. V'lo od, ela sha'achas b'yadav ha'holicha etzel Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo walked Chava down the aisle. right? He brought her to the chuppah to marry Adam. Haret chilas hatorah chesed. Ve'amtzi'isa chesed minayin. Where do we find that the middle of the Torah is also chesed? So over there the Midrash gives us an example. And then v'sofa chesed also we find a third example that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and buries Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah. Now skip to the next paragraph. Amar Avram v'dibek b'midas hachesed. Zok de Midrash. Over here, when Avram Avinu, again, this is at the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, this Midrash, when Avram Avinu goes to bury his wife Sarah and to negotiate for the Maariv HaMachpelah, over here, Amar Avram v'dibek b'midas hachesed. Avram Avinu goes ahead and latches on to that idea of chesed. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Sheli haisa hamida hazos. Hey, I thought I was the one who does the chesedim. Who are you? Where'd you come from? How do you know to do this? Ve'ata chazastava. How do you know to be such a bal chesed? That used to be my big thing that I was doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created Chava. I'm the one who's always doing chesed. I'm going to bury Moshe Rabbeinu. Chayecha, I promise you, Shani ose oscha kayotzi bi. Because you are trying to emulate me, because you are trying to be a bal chesed the same way I do to other people, I in turn will give you a gift now. I am going to make you like me. Minayin? How do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avraham Avinu like him? Where do you find that? Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Va'atik Yomin Yasav. Atik Yomin means the old one from olden times, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was sitting, so to speak, Levushe Kitlag Chiver. Those words are in Aramaic in Daniel, but what does it mean? It's important words here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing was like white snow. Which is going to bring us back to the Kittel idea. This is why I'm getting... So the Pasuk says in Daniel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing was like white snow. Maksiv l'mayla min ha'inyin, v'achre kein, kava Avram esara ishto. So this is the Medrash. Basically, the Medrash goes on to say that because Avram Avinu copied and emulated HaKadosh Baruch Hu and took that midah of chesed and decided to bury his own wife and negotiate for the Maariv HaMachpelah, what was his payback? HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back and gave him white begadim. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayachal, sits in Shemayim with white begadim, so too he paid Avraham Avinu back at the time that he saw Avraham Avinu so involved in chesed, and he gave him the white begadim just like he himself would wear as well. And the kasha is obvious. What is going on in this medrash? Avraham Avinu at the point when Sarah died is how old? 100 years old, right?
She dies? 137.
Right? 137, correct, at the Akedah, sorry. He's 100 when Yitzchak is born, then 37 years, correct. Avraham Avinu is 137 years old. How long was he married to Sarah? I don't know. Probably 100 years at least. So for 100 years, Avraham Avinu is running this hotel, this bed and breakfast. Achila Shtiyu Levaya, he's the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. He's running a Kiruv organization and a Rosh Hashiva, and he's doing everything that he possibly can. And here, all of a sudden, when Avraham Avinu goes out of his way, so to speak, to go bury his wife, which any normal husband would do, and he goes out of his way to buy a burial plot for his wife, which any normal husband should do, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, now I see you're a tremendous Baal Chesed, and you know what? Because you're such a Baal Chesed that you helped out your wife, and you buried her, now I'm going to give you a present, I'm going to give you the white begadim. What does that mean? So for the first 100 years of his life, that he was doing all the chasadim for every crazy meshugana in the world, and letting him take free food and give everything he wanted, and letting him sleep in his own bedroom, you're going to tell me that was worth nothing? And all of a sudden, when he goes to bury his wife, which he should be doing, then Hashem says, oh, now I see you're a big Baal Chesed. Wow, amazing. No? Is that a good question? I think it's very striking. And to me, the answer goes as follows. All too often, unfortunately, we have people who are known in the community as Anshe Chesed, Anshe Maila. These people are, oh, the pillars of the community, Berosha Verishana, to do every Dvar Mitzvah, running out to the Hatzalah calls, running out to do everything, always the guests of honor at every dinner, and involved in every campaign, every tzedakah, every Chesed. But when you talk to their families, and you find out how they act when they actually get home, when nobody's watching, and when they're not being honored at the dinner, and when there's no fanfare for all the Chesedim that they do, it turns out that there's a lot to be desired. The husband comes home, he can't bring himself to take out the garbage. The wife asked him to do it. It's beneath me, I can't do it. He doesn't have derech eretz for his own family. Like some say, Pirush in the Mishnah, it says, Atadanas chavercha ad shetagielum komo. So the Pashup Shot means, can't judge someone because you don't know exactly what his circumstances are. You don't know, he might be an oni, he might not have shalom bayis, you don't know what's going on. Some mefarshim on the Mishnah say, "Al tadanas chavercha." You want to know how to shots up a person? You want to know how to size someone up and really figure out what he's about? Tagilim koma. Go to his house. Go see how he acts when no one's watching. Go see how he acts when he's just in his own bedroom with his wife. See if he can figure out how to be a mensch and a bal derech eretz. That's how you figure out what a person's really about. Don't say that he's a bal chesed just because he's involved in everything else, because of all the fanfare. Figure out if he's a bal chesed, if he acts with chesed in his own home. And in fact, if you look in Reb Chaim Vital, this is quoted in many of the Svarim, Reb Chaim Vital wrote the following idea. I have no idea what Reb Chaim Vital's Svarim are all about. They're all Kabbalah. I've never read any of them. But this one is a famous line from Reb Chaim Vital. Look, it's scary, but he says, Yeshnam b'nei Adam, asher meitivim al zulasam. There are many people who will do chesed for anyone and everyone. Ve'osam chesed im acherim, ulam im nishoseim uvnei beisam, with their own wives and their own families, ena meitivim. They can't get involved. I can't drive my kids to the carpool. I can't pick up my wife from the doctor. I can't be involved. I'm busy. Too busy doing better things. And they say, well, when I get to Shamayim, Hashem knows how much schar I'm going to deserve because I was the Hatzalah guy, I was the Chevra Kadisha, I was doing everything wonderful. And these people are very confident that one day they're going to have some nice schar waiting for them. However, Aval oylahem va'oyla nafsha. Says Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, I feel very sorry for these people. Ki lo yadu v'lo yavinu. These people are missing the boat. They don't know. Shekol ma'ase chesed shelahem, hevel ur'us ruach. Everything they're doing, every bit of their involvement for the entire Klal Yisrael, for the whole community, and you could be wonderful, is all worthless. Ki berosh berishona, this is his lashon, because first and foremost, Yesh la'adam lasos chesed im ishto ubanav. Person first has to prioritize and make sure that he's a bal derech eretz with his own wife and his own family. Barak oz, and only after he's taken care of that responsibility, yechashav la hachesed asher hosa im acherim. Only afterward can he think about being involved in other things. And it's all wonderful and it's all nice, but if a person neglects his own responsibilities to his family and to his wife, then everything else he does is meaningless. So perhaps I thought that's a way to be miyashev this medrash. Avraham Avinu, his whole life, is running a chesed organization, and he's taking care of everybody, but that doesn't show that you're a bal chesed. All that shows, and Chalila, we would never accuse Avraham Avinu of that, but that's not a proof. Of course you want your name all over the place. Of course you want everyone to honor you at a dinner. You don't think Avraham Avinu was honored every year at the dinner? Oh, the chesed man of the year, right? The couple of the year, the everything? Of course, everyone held of Avraham Avinu. But let's see when nobody's watching. Let's see when your own wife dies. Let's see if you're willing to get your hands dirty and really deal with the problem that needs to be dealt with. Let's see when nobody's going to give you any honorary degrees for what you're doing. Let's see when you're not going to get any fanfare for burying Sarah, for doing the kfura, for buying Maris HaMachpel. Let's see if you could be a Baal Chesed there with your own family too. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Avraham Avinu is able to pull through. That's when he says to him, "Ah, now I see your chesed is valuable," and he gives him the white begadim. So I was thinking, perhaps al derech hadrash, along these lines, if we accept that this is the pshat in the medrash, perhaps this is what we think about, just another idea to consider, of why we have the minhag to wear kittel b'leil haseder, to remind us that, yes, we do a lot of hachanas before Pesach, and we learn all the halachas, and we spend a lot of time doing mechiras chametz, and bedikas chametz, and bir chametz, and everyone's busy, and we're trying to take care of everything we need to do, and preparing for the seder. But the ikra avoda that we all have to remind ourselves to do is in our own homes. It's very nice to be mekayim mitzvahs. It's very nice to do all the different things that we're doing and prepare everything that we're supposed to be preparing. But at the same time, we need to set aside our own time to say thank you and to appreciate our own family's dedication. We need to appreciate what our wives do for us, what our children do for us. And very often when it comes to Leil HaSeder, you hear so many people saying how they're so frustrated and they're so agitated by all the preparation that came to it, that they're not even excited, they're not even happy, they don't even feel thankful for all that was done for them. So I thought perhaps, al derech hadrash, this is another thing to remind ourselves of on Leil HaSeder, when we come and put on the kittel, to just take that minute. The gift that Avraham Avinu was given when he was the Baal Chesed with his own family was the white begadim. Perhaps our white begadim are supposed to serve to us as well as a reminder that when we put it on, it's time for us to take a few minutes to thank our own families and understand the amount of dedication that they have given for us as well. It's just an idea. Everyone obviously is welcome to question it and do whatever they want, but This is just what I was thinking, yeah.
Why? Obviously, Avraham Avinu did many acts of chesed for his wife and his son.
Mm-hmm. Beforehand.
137.
Right.
So why did it take, okay, great, after she's not here anymore, I'll buy her a burial place.
Right.
But I don't know, what about all the other things?
Why it's a great question.
It could be that it had to be, Akash Baruch Hu had to show particularly with sorrow. Avraham was about chesed. Because if you look in the stories of the Chumash, it looks the other way.
Yeah.
He gave it to he put her in a box.
Right.
He gave it to two kings.
You don't see his love for her.
Right. You see,